This is Ozarks at Large. In the 1980s, Lee Tombullian, jazz musician, inhabited both Fayetteville and Eureka Springs, performing at local bars and in private clubs for a trove of fans. He eventually left the Ozarks and now resides and performs in and around New York City. He is a New York State native. On a recent summer trip back to Arkansas, Lee Tombullian met with Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich in the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play a few tunes.
My name is Lee Tombullian, and I'm a pianist, vocalist, composer, accordionist, band leader, educator, man about town, bon vivant.
Bon vivant, French, for someone who is gregarious and luxurious. Neither apply to Lee Tombullian, really. He's reserved but warm in public and on stage, and he's not wealthy, but his jazz repertoire is really rich.
This is Nice Work If You Can Get It by George and Ira Gershwin, and it's quasi in the style of Thelonious Monk, but you never know what's going to happen.
Growing up the last of four kids, Lee Tombullian says he was cut loose to pursue any life he wished. He picked music.
Got interested in Frank Zappa at an early age, and he Frank Zappa had put on his Freak Out album, covered all those names of contemporary composers and writers and whatever, and poets, and Bukowski and Joyce and whatever. And one of the names was John Cage, and the other was Stockhausen. So my dad bought me Hymnen by Stockhausen, and I got to listen to that. And the thing is about Zappa is that he always had a lot of jazz on his records, a lot of, hired jazz players to play his very difficult pieces. And so later on, through the magic of radio in White Plains, where we were living, I got to hear a certain amount of jazz on WBAI, the public radio station there. And So, just sitting here at the new KUAF is really great because, I'm sort of realizing the extent of how important radio is
He studied music at the University of Arkansas after his parents relocated from New York to Springdale and before taking off to pursue his postgraduate work at the University of North Texas in Denton. He took a wife, Betty Elkins. She speaks music and sings it.
Yes, from Pine Bluff, and we met at the Afterthought in Little Rock, Arkansas, where we had both been living, and she was wearing a pith helmet at the time, and she had her little daughter from her previous marriage, and she was sitting in a lot at the Afterthought, and one night we were all jamming and on the wave, and the trumpet player was taking quite a few choruses, and finally Betty leaned over and said, should I sing the melody of the song? I said, yes, please. And she came in with, so close your eyes. And he opened his eyes and got really upset and sort of stomped off the stage. And our eyes met. And, well, and then later on I heard her singing in a church service. And I was like, oh, no, here we go.
The couple have raised two children and two fascinating careers. Betty, who now goes by Elizabeth, is a quantum energetics therapist who occasionally fixes her husband's wagon.
She's been fixing my wagon for a long time. Yes, that's true.
The Tombullians lived in Denton for more than a decade, with Lee cultivating a fresh following and pursuing multiple musical endeavors.
There are some lots of amazing musicians in just living in that area, you know, and, you know, Jeffrey Barnes among them and Brave Combo. And I've been friends with Jeffrey for, you know, since the dawn of man, pretty much. We were in a band in Arkansas called Eclipse with Morty Mortensen and some great folks in the Fayetteville area in the early 80s. And Jimmy Tunnel is there, and Dennis Durek is there. Jimmy Tunnel is a wonderful composer and good guitarist who worked with Steps Ahead and some other bands. And Dennis Durek is one of the most musical drummers anywhere.
In 2005, the family moved way north to Appleton, Wisconsin, where Lee continued to teach at Lawrence University Conservatory of Music.
Jazz studies kinds of concerns, small groups and big bands occasionally, and jazz vocals and, you know, just those kinds of things.
4 years ago, Lee Tombullian returned to his roots. He and Elizabeth moved to Union City, New Jersey, also known as Little Havana on the Hudson and the embroidery capital of the United States.
Yes, it's great fun. I'm working with a lot of wonderful leaders, including Jacob Varmus, who is a composer and trumpet player who has a really interesting take on the things. We just did a gig at a performance at the Broadway Library in Queens, which was had a theme. It was all standards having to do with love and the passage of time. So, well, of course, we had to do I Like New York in June, How About You? And some other, you know, I'll Remember April, and some more obscure songs, and arranged in all kinds of peculiar ways. So a T for Two, things like that. And but anyway, quite a few different leaders, and getting lots of opportunities to play. I also accompanied dance classes at the National Dance Institute. We go all over the city and teach fourth graders how to dance. I don't actually personally teach them how to dance. I just play the piano. But yeah, that's probably a good thing. But anyway, meeting lots of great people, and you know, like I say, I have these two bands. Well, three bands, actually, Circo and the Weekly Readers and the Lee Tombullian Sextet / Lee Tombullian and By the People, the modestly named band. And we just did a concert with that group in the spring for the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palisades with all original material. And material by all of these bands can be found on YouTube if you're interested. It's a Lee Tombullian channel, the modestly named.
A good thing, given Lee Tombullian's website is a desolate template of a place, which he admits to. He takes his leave performing Sandberg, a solo piano composition on his most recent album, Imaginarium.
Thank you.
In closing, Litan Bulyan, a 55-year-old Armenian descendant, failed. He failed to bring his accordion to the interview. We'll forgive him. Maybe he'll be back. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.